Kia ora, I'm Andrew Whiteside, and today I'm talking with Laura Daniel and Joseph Moore, who make up the comedy singing duo Two Hearts. Their music is exceptional, bitingly witty, and lots of fun. In this delightful interview, they talk about what makes them tick and also about getting engaged. Laura and Joseph from Two Heart.
Hello.
Hello.
Really fantastic to meet you in the flesh, so to speak, because I've seen you on stage and I absolutely love you. I'm big fans. I'm doing a fanboy moment here.
That's nice.
So welcome. So you've got a show coming up, and what's new? What's provocative? What's different this year?
What's new? We're just spending more money than ever. This year we got a Creative New Zealand grant to help make the show
better,
closer to a Spark Arena pop concert experience as it ever has been. So we're throwing everything at it this time, which is really exciting.
We're doing the big room at Q, and we've got some new songs, but we're also filming it this time. So we've got it's going to be a nice little kind of record of it. So we've kind of gone all out with the special effects. So there's huge LED screens and stuff, and I don't know. We've just done a season in Wellington, and that was really fun. And we're kind of excited to see the full finished product in Auckland. Yeah,
it's funny though, getting a bit of extra money when you've done things, I'm assuming, cheaply, which is what I do. I'm cheap.
Yeah.
Do you get a rush to the head, a bit like taking lots of sugar? You think, oh, we could do this.
Kind of. Well, here's the thing. I don't think we've ever done it cheaply. I think we've just personally suffered financially for it.
You do start going crazy. Like we were messaging people like, come here fire inside, and they're like, you can't have fire inside. We're like, what? Bruno Mars had fire inside, and they're like, yeah, well, he didn't have a small grant from the New Zealand government.
But yeah, actually, when I say this, because of course the arts are not well funded.
No,
not really, are they?
No.
So let's get into some personal stuff. So I just double checked before we started this interview, you're definitely a couple.
Yes.
But you were saying that the coupledom came
engaged.
After.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, engaged. Let's see the bling.
There you go.
Oh, very nice.
Fun.
I don't know how many. I'm not really into diamond rings. No one's ever bought me
yeah,
one.
Oh.
Can you tell me about the ring?
Ring?
Yeah, to all the girls and boys out there.
The ring fans.
It's a little one. It's a little one by Zoe Morgan, New Zealand designer. Designers. It's a little champagne diamond.
Lovely.
Yeah. It rules.
they only had one on their website, and Laura showed. She's like, "That's the one I want," and I bought it. And then it was disappeared off their website. And she was like, "Oh, someone's bought it."
And I, not for one second thought he would have bought it.
and she moped around the place for a couple of months.
Oh, so you kept her waiting for a couple of months
before
that ring went missing. How cruel is that?
I know. Right?
You said yes. You agreed.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So tell me about the proposal. I don't normally do this.
Oh, wow.
About people's careers.
Gossip.
Podcast. This is very unlike me. But, you know, it's like, you seem so happy. You're smiling. Hey, it's...
if you want. where did we do it? Waiheke Island.
Yeah.
Famous.
Very fun. It was actually a big comedy of errors, wasn't it?
I had a big dream to do fireworks, which I thought would be funny because New Zealand, you know, the shop fireworks are bad.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be like a comedy moment to mix up some warehouse fireworks with a proposal. But then I remembered when I got there that I just hate any sort of attention. I like attention when people buy tickets and we have something to present, but I don't like it.
There was some families sitting close.
Yeah, we're at a beach. There were lots of families, and I was like, "Oh no, I don't even want to do it." Because like my biggest fear would be some sort of round of applause from. So I like cancelled the fireworks. Did it real under the. And Laura was like, "Are you going to do a knee?" I was like, "No, because there's too many people around. We might get a round of applause, and I can't imagine anything worse." And then I was like, and here are some fire, and I showed her the fireworks without letting them off. Like, and here is the concept of fireworks. but ultimately, there was also the romantic stuff, so it didn't go that badly, right?
No, it was great.
I won't dig too much into the romantic stuff, you know, we can all imagine. But you got the ring, so you were no longer disappointed. Yeah, I was just stoked. So I was going to go down a track of, you know, how do you handle it if you've had a fight or creative differences or whatever. Oh, yeah. But I can tell just within 5 minutes that you make each other laugh all the time, even when you're not on.
Yes.
And that's kind of the secret to it, really, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd say it's not always like it is. You do have to find a balance for sure. Like that is the biggest challenge, just because as well as working on this two hearts, we do a lot of other work together as well. So back when I was on John and Ben and Funny Girls and stuff, Joseph also worked on those shows. That's how we formed Two Hearts in the first place, is that we were workmates and like best buds. But Joseph also became my director. So he would direct all my sketches and segments I was in. So we were just like constantly working together, and then we started Two Hearts, and then we started a relationship. And we're like, this has to work out. There's no other option.
But that's a really great way of working it, isn't it? Because you've got to know each other. You actually have worked together, and working together is always, well, can be really stressful.
Yeah.
So if you can make that work.
Yeah.
And then the comedy. So now I was curious about your comedy, because you're both really fantastic performers. But the first time I saw you on stage, I think it may have been in the Loft at Kew, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Were you up there? Three years, four years
ago? That would have been when we first started.
And I was absolutely blown away by you two. I just thought, how do you maintain that? How do you create that, I suppose, is really the question.
I don't know. Because it's for me, it's especially like being like a behaving like a pop star or whatever on stage goes well against.
Yeah, it goes well.
Every way I carry myself.
Joseph's a very socially awkward person. But somehow you like bring it out. I've never seen you have more, like even we were just doing some late shows. We were hosting some late shows in Wellington on the weekend after our show. And just the way you like get a kick out of it on stage was really something to watch. Yeah, I don't know. It is.
So you're an introvert?
Yeah, a little bit. But I've always been...
You're both. You're strongly both. You're never really in the middle.
Yeah.
You're either incredibly confident or incredibly shy.
But I've always been kind of obsessed with just pop culture in general and celebrity culture. It's just fun to kind of try emulate that.
But also poke fun at
it. Poke fun at it. Yeah. It's like a... As we always say to people when we're flyering them in Edinburgh, we're like, if you love pop music, it's a loving homage. If you hate it, it's a biting satire.
Yeah.
Do you consider yourselves political, or are you just having fun?
Yeah, we're not hugely provocative, I don't think. We definitely have in a agenda of sorts. There's
in saying that, like that last show we had, you know, stuff about the climate change. We've always got something, but it's like deeply misguided, our view, which in a way is...
Well, I'm thinking about the Save the Dolphins by buying another bag at the supermarket.
Yeah.
Because we do that. Yeah, I've done it. I've got a thousand bags.
Yeah.
Pop music, like normal non-comedy pop music, is always trying to be political, but it always does it because it has to sell en masse. It always does it on such a superficial level that's not very deep at all. So we kind of parody that a lot and in a sense become political by doing so. Yeah. So we kind of usually tackle any issue with all of the misguidedness that a pop star would, but then in doing so try make another point along the way.
I'd say we've got a few of those songs this time around.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
We definitely had them in the past with like the reusable bags, and like we had in our first show, we had a song about legalizing weed ahead of its time, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were like, but only the catch is, but only for medicinal purposes. And now it's like, yeah, absolutely, right. Just legalize it. Oh my God, what are we doing?
The this new show we've made is definitely like our kind of probably angstiest.
Yeah.
in terms of just living in 2021 and how kind of...
You make quite a few political comments in it, but hopeless everything should be free.
Dentistry? That's our big news.
Be free. I do a lot. I do a huge bit about the Great Pacific Garbage Patch and linking it to my own personal anxiety and how I...
Your landlords, we come for them.
Yeah.
There's so much shit going on.
Absolutely.
And you know, when I was a kid, I was really hopeful. We'd have colonies on Mars by now, or the moon, you know.
Yeah.
But we just seem to be squabbling all the time. And in many places around the world, voting for real fuckwits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So have you ever thought of, have you done a song on Trump or thought about that?
There's definitely always been comments, like a lot of our songs start with how fucked the world is.
yeah. We wouldn't, I don't know, I think there's enough comedy like directly addressing Trump to do a F Trump kind of song or whatever. But we certainly, he's part of the kind of bigger kind of just global nightmare that we're constantly referring to.
Have you thought about doing, you know, standard music rather than comedy, because you've got the chops for it, or is this what your passion and your love is?
We have been asked. I think the musical comedy was a way that we could, because we were both comedians before we started this act, and we both had interest in music, but like probably hadn't followed that path enough. So this is kind of like the perfect medium of, well, we get to kind of live that like music side of like what we would have liked to have done.
Personally, terrified of sincerity.
Yeah.
so
yeah, that's true.
Comedy, you know, making comedy music, no one's ever judging you for like putting your heart on your sleeve. You're like, no, I'm here to be funny, which is a different pressure entirely, but one I'm far more comfortable with than like having to write like a love song or something. That sounds just truly mortifying.
Well, no, I get you, because I mean, how many probably millions of times have we heard baby, baby, baby in pop songs? It's the same stuff repeating itself.
Yeah, so totally. But I think it is a real skill to go out there and sing baby, baby, baby with a straight face and have millions of people go, wow, I feel that guy.
I feel like I often deliver some of our songs with complete sincerity, but it's the words are not, which is a lot more, far more fun space to play in.
So is there anything that we don't know about you that you feel, now that we've been riffing for a little while, that you feel you can share?
Oh, gosh.
I don't know about us.
Or are you know, when you get home, are you just completely boring? You know, you've got this outrageous personas and then you just sit on the couch.
Yep,
chewing Doritos and just watching Netflix. And
did we already tell you that?
were you at our house last night?
didn't you see someone peering through? Yeah, yeah. I've been warned about that. But,
you know. Yeah, no, that is that's probably accurate. We just got back from our Wellington season last night, and we were zonked.
Zonked's my catchphrase.
Zonked's Joseph's catchphrase. And I think we just watched what. We just had to. We watched The Masked Singer on TV last night. Right,
yeah. Have you seen The Circle? Have you caught up with The Circle at all?
No.
See, I'm not a huge fan of reality television. Little bits and pieces, but that one got me hooked. My husband started watching it. You've got to see this. Nice. But it's very psychological. That's my excuse for being for being roped into it. It shows people's psychologies.
Anything like that, you can announce that you're watching it on a higher level than.
That's my reasoning for watching The Australian Married at First Sight.
I understand. I'm watching it as a creator.
Yeah.
So if you need some downtime the Auckland season, binge watch it on the weekend. And,
yeah, great.
Yeah, something good. Hey, well, really lovely to meet you. I'm looking forward to seeing the show this week. And lovely to meet you and all the best.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Laura Daniel and Joseph Moore, who star together as the pop comedy duo Two Hearts. Just a reminder, you can find lots more content, interviews, and plenty of my opinion on my website, andrewwhiteside.com. And while there, you can also sign up for my regular newsletters, which are chocked full of interesting bits and pieces. I'm Andrew Whiteside. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you soon.